This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 372, down 5.5. March corn, 385, down 5.5. May corn, 393.75, down 5.25. January soybeans, 1023.25, down 13. March soybeans, 1031, down 13. May soybeans, 1037.25, down 13. December wheat, 549, down 2.75. March wheat, 551, down 2.75. May wheat, 557.75, down 3. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Tuesday afternoon. Corn and soybean showed signs of the big crop syndrome, with the USDA reporting harvest is almost done. Wheat values were trimmed on a rumor of French feed wheat coming to North Carolina. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 6 cents lower at 328 to 360, while soybeans were down 10 to 13 cents at 978 to 1008. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents lower at 337 to 356, while soybeans dropped 11 to 13 cents at 988 to 1025. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 4 to 6 cents at 3.25 to 354. Soybean bids 8 to 11 cents lower at 977 to 1022. And the wheat bids were 3 cents weaker at 460 to 495. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids dropped 5 to 13 cents at 1011 to 1033. Bases ended steady to 8 cents stronger, range from 12 under to 10 over the January. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $413 up to $434. That's down $9.10 a ton, with basis steady ranging from $35 to $56 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 3 cents lower at $367 to $377, with basis 3 cents stronger ranging from $5 under to $5 over December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids down 1 to 3 cents at 350 to 357, with basis up 3 to 5 cents at 22 to 15 under December. Soybeans ended 6 to 12 cents lower at 1015 to 1023, with basis up 1 to 7 cents, range from 8 under to option the January. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents lower at 377 to 378. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 13 to 15 cents, with quotations at 1043 to 1048. Soft red winter wheat mostly 3 cents lower, ranging from 519 to 539, and Milo down 5 at 416 to 417. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 341 to 361. January soybean bids at 980 to 1020. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 348 to 367. January soybean bids at 999 to 1025. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids at 351 to 373. January soybean bids 1002 to 1032. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 501 to 534. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Tuesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 170.82, down 17 cents. February live cattle, 172.07, down 2 cents. April live cattle, 170, up 27 cents. November feeder cattle, 240.42, up 40 cents. January feeder cattle, 237.27, down 20 cents. March feeder cattle, 235.60, down 5 cents. December lean hogs, 91.55, down $1.45. February lean hogs, 91.12, down $1.50. April lean hogs, 92.95, down $1.15. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Tuesday, the 18th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 32 cents lower in the range of $77.50 to $87.85, with a weighted average carcass price of $85.61. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 62 to 69, 4 to 5 weights 66 to 73, 5 to 6 weights 68 to 76, and 600 pounds and up 69 to 78. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $57 to $61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 14,455 head. And now for the opening report from United Producers at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 541 head. Starting with the steers and heifers, they were $1 to $2 higher. Holstein steers were $2 to $3 higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they ranged in price from $167 to $174. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, $156.50 to $167.50. Choice slaughter heifers were $166 to $174, and select and choice heifers, $164. Now, from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 391 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $94.16, and that was $1.43 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $254.29, that was 2 cents higher, with select carcasses at $241.26, that was $1.23 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000, that compared to 107,000 last week and 120,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 426,000, that compared to 387,000 last week and 338,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.52. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.63. November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.52. December corn delivered to Scottville, $3.54. November beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.06. December beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.16. November beans delivered to Scottville, $10.06. December beans delivered to Scottville, $10.16. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.03. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.52, beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $10.06, and wheat at Scottville is $5.03. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. 618 color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge, know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your field, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of need.
For today, becoming partly cloudy with falling temperatures, morning highs in the mid-30s, we will have west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the upper teens, and for tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the low 30s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, cloudy skies and warmer with a chance of showers or thunderstorms. Low temperatures in the upper 30s, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Right now, south winds at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy skies on this Wednesday morning, right now 30 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Hello, Earl Flack from McKay Napa Auto Parts, here today to talk about batteries. It's getting cold outside, time to get them checked. On sale right now, Group 31, 950 cold cranking amp, agricultural battery, $79.95. Our batteries are made good here in the good old US of A. We don't bring them across the pond, we don't bring them across the sand. Get the good stuff. Napa know-how.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the CNB Bank and Trust, with 13 locations to serve you, and by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections.
Hi, I'm Brian McMurtry, CHS Yield Point Specialist at CHS and Shipman. You have multiple years of harvest data that you don't know what to do with? CHS Yield Point Specialists are here to help you solve that problem. Using the data that you've collected over the years, we can create unique management zones for each field that you farm. By using our new Yield Point service, we at CHS and Shipman can utilize your data to the maximum potential and really show you the value in it. Call me, Brian McMurtry, at CHS and Shipman today.
CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections. Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years of banking excellence. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854.
Now with part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you. This cold weather will be spelling trouble for the wheat crop in some areas. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, it's not great news for the wheat crop. And the primary concern, yes, we did have temperatures cold enough to actually do winter kill in the northwestern Southern Plains hard red winter wheat belt. Mainly western Nebraska, northeastern Colorado, and northwest Kansas last week. But that it's very difficult to trade that in November. It's much easier to trade that in February and March, and we have more hard evidence that we can put before the traders what the actual losses may be. The other primary concerns is simply the lack of development in the crop. Some acres not planted yet, others have been planted but not emerged yet. Some emerge but doesn't have the root system established yet to be able to withstand harsh winter cold throughout the winter. We've already had a lot of cold weather, but we've got a lot more yet ahead of us. And so there's going to be a lot of wheat that's vulnerable through the winter in the northern winter wheat belt in the event that we get harsh winter cold without snow cover. That doesn't mean that we necessarily have a guaranteed short crop, but it does raise the risk for this crop. And ironically, the same is true for parts of the North China Plain, Ukraine, and Russia as well. So a number of places in the Northern Hemisphere at risk. So why aren't we continuing to go higher? Well, because wheat traders tend to trade headlines, and it's very difficult to sustain headlines on those cold weather threats in November. It's much easier to do so in February and March when the evidence of the losses are more apparent.
Although the majority of farmers were able to complete harvest before the snow and cold weather set in, there are some who still have corn standing. Suderman said it's not a large enough number of acres to impact markets, but the cold weather will be hindering farmers in other ways.
Well, obviously, for those producers who have crops still in the field, it's very significant for to them. But what the trade perception is that the bulk of the crops are harvested, and any losses that we incur to this point really don't matter too much when we're looking at big surpluses anyway. If we were looking at very tight supplies, then the crops that are remaining in the field would matter much more to the trade. The cold is freezing up the rivers. It's going to freeze up the rivers and snarl transportation barge movement in Iowa, Illinois, points north earlier than normal, in some cases 2 to 3 weeks earlier than normal, making it difficult to move barges down the Mississippi to move grain into our export channels. That's going to be a problem. The cold weather is going to somewhat hamper transportation as well, although to this point we haven't had any really heavy snows that are widespread, locally heavy snows, but not widespread heavy snows. But it does also increase feed usage in livestock. Cold weather requires more feed in order to maintain animal weight, let alone to put weight on, and so it does tend to increase feed usage.
With riverways going through cold weather shutdowns earlier than expected, there could be even more pressure placed on an already strained railway system.
Well, unfortunately, we've got enough pressure on the rail system, and this just adds to it. We have actually been seeing some improvement in the rail, particularly in northern areas of the Midwest, and so that has actually allowed some basis improvement in the northwestern Midwest where the problems had been the worst. But, as you said, because of the cold weather, freezing up the rivers, that's just going to put that much more emphasis on using truck and rail in order to move grain.
As winter settles in across the northern hemisphere, the attention turns to South America's growing season. Suderman gave an update on how they're doing.
Things overall are pretty good in South America. Now, the central part of Brazil's grain belt has been drying out over the past 10 days or so. That is expected to change against from Friday into next week as we see widespread, good general rains across virtually all of Brazil's grain belt. And as we look to the 16 to 30 day, taking us into mid-December, looks like we're going to have a continued pattern of good rain with breaks in between for field work. So it's looking very favorable. We could see some excessively wet areas in parts of the central belt of Brazil in December, first half of December. We also see some excessively wet areas in parts of southern and eastern Buenos Aires in Argentina, but overall, rain looks very favorable for crop development in South America now over the next several weeks.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. The weekly Illinois crop and weather report was released. Corn and soybean harvest neared completion last week. Other field work included fall tillage and applying fertilizers. There were 5.9 days suitable for field work for the week ending in November 16th. Statewide precipitation averaged 0.13 inches, 0.59 inches below normal. The average temperature was 31.1 degrees, 10.4 degrees below normal. Corn harvest was 94% complete, compared to the five-year average of 89%. Soybean harvest was 95% complete, compared with the five-year average of 97%. Sorghum harvest was 92% complete, 90% of the winter wheat had been planted, and 64% had emerged. Winter wheat condition was rated at 4% very poor, 5% poor, 34% fair, 55% good, and 2% excellent. Pasture condition was rated at 2% very poor, 7% poor, 28% fair, 50% good, and 13% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 8% short, 78% adequate, and 14% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 9% short, 80% adequate, and 10% surplus. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.